And I thought it'd be good just to spend a little bit of time trying to work out with this Chris Dingle what it's all about. So, because I'm not quite sure really. So, obviously, we've got a candle here. I don't really know what that's for. It's we got some lights in here. I know it's a bit gloomy, but are you there? Can you see you? Okay, I can see a few people out there. So we've got a few lights, but you know, I can't really see what we need that for. So we'll get rid of that bit of foil. That's nice. Wrap your turkey in. Not really big enough. Might need a little bit more than that to wrap your turkey in tomorrow, I think. But anyway, so that's a bit of foil. Oh, some sweets. Yeah, I like some sweets. Let's try some. A bit chewy, but I do like the old marshmallows, I have to say. Not sure about that. So, some cocktail sticks. Just got some fruit in my teeth there. Sorry about that. Some cocktail sticks. Yeah, I don't really need any more of them. A bit of a ribbon. Can't really see what that's for. Let's get rid of that. So, we're kind of deep. Well, I've got an orange. Who likes oranges? One or two people like oranges. Not ways of enthusiasm for oranges there. If I said who likes chocolate, what would you think then? Okay, yeah, so a bit more enthusiasm for chocolate at the front here. No enthusiasm at the back for anything. Yeah, so that's fine. So a bit of an orange. Let's have a look. So let's have a look inside it. It's a bit tough in the middle, but we're getting there. So these are what you have at football, aren't they? You have these at football? Do you still have these at football? Who plays football here? No? Have oranges at half-time, or is that something you used to do when I was a kid? No, you don't have oranges at half-time? What? What's happened to childhood today? No oranges left at half-time. What you had to do when I was a kid is you had your oranges like this, and basically you had to eat it like that.
Whoa, Dad. Dad.
What's the matter, Zach? I've got orange juice everywhere.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to work out what a Chris Dingle's all about.
You're taking the Chris Dingle to bits.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do with it?
No. You need to understand what it means.
You need to understand what it means. You mean all these different bits mean something?
Yeah.
You mean you're not supposed to eat it like that?
No.
Not like, you know, like football half-time oranges they don't have anymore?
No.
Okay, so, well, you better help me out, Zach, because I'm covered in orange juice. It's a right mess up here. Not for the first time in my life, I have to say. So, Zach, it's a good job I got Zach here to help me out. Zach, you better help me out here. So, what you're saying is that all these different bits of the Chris Dingle, they all mean something a little bit different. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so, you better help me. What does the orange mean? What does it remind us of, then?
Well, the orange reminds us that God created the world.
Hey, that's cool, isn't it? How good is that? I like that idea. So the orange reminds us that God created the world. That's fantastic. And so the ribbon, I just thought the ribbon was just a bit of decoration, really. I just got rid of it. But you're saying that reminds us of something. What does that remind us of, then?
Well, the ribbon reminds us that Jesus died on the cross to put us right with God.
Hey, that's really good, isn't it? I like that idea. And I think, you know what? I think this is quite clever. I'm just thinking about this now. Because if the ribbon reminds us that Jesus died on the cross to put us right with God, and it goes all the way around the world.
Yeah.
So it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good too, isn't it? I think that is worth a round of applause, to be honest. So, the orange. Actually, that was quite a nice orange. You know, sometimes they're not very nice, are they? You know, sometimes you eat oranges and you think, you know, but actually, that was really nice. Let me tell you, I don't know, came from the market in town. I don't know which stall it was, but anyway. So it was a very nice orange. I am covered in orange juice, but never mind. So, got the orange, got the ribbon. So, what about the cocktail sticks? They're just to put the fruits on, presumably. Do they mean anything? Or what do they remind us of anything?
The cocktail sticks remind us of the four seasons and how God is with us throughout the year.
So what you're saying is that God is with us not just for Christmas, but all through the year.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good, isn't it? So, you know, basically, you can worship God anytime, not just Christmas.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's really good. So, we've got there. So, what about these? So, we've got some marshmallows and some raisins.
I thought they were sultanas.
How do you know the difference?
I have no idea. You start off.
It was on the packet. I can't remember what was on the packet, but anyway, you know, I'm told that the difference between raisins and sultanas is the different types of grapes. Did you know that? They're different types of grapes. Did you know that? Do you care? No. They taste horrible. No, they do. They're lovely, aren't they? No, they do taste good. They do taste good, though. So the The raisins slash sultanas and marshmallows, what do they remind us of?
Well, the raisins slash sultanas and marshmallows remind us that God is good because they taste good.
They do taste good, actually. Mm. I just tried some. They do taste good. What about the tinfoil?
That is just there. That is there to remind us of tinfoil.
Yeah, okay, don't overdo it now. So the tinfoil is not really to do with it at all?
No.
Okay, right. It's just there to catch the wax, I think. So, okay, so we've got the orange, got the ribbon, got the sticks, got the fruit. What about the candle?
Well, the candle is there to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world and that we should follow him throughout our lives.
How good is that? Zach, thank you so much. It's so good that my kids come and help me out because I just get such a mess in my life otherwise if they didn't. So, Zach, thank you very much for helping me out with my Christingle. I am still covered in orange juice. You know, the point is this, you see. You can't really work out what a Christingle is about by taking it apart. You have to just have a little bit of a think about what does it really mean. What it really means, what it really represents overall, the whole thing, the whole Christingle, all those different bits that make it up, but the whole Christingle really represents God's love for us. It's really what the Christingle represents, all those different things. You see, God loves us. He made this world for us to live in. He sent Jesus to die for us, to put us right with him again. He loves us, and he wants us to know him throughout the year. That's what the four cocktail sticks remind us of. He gives us loads of good things, doesn't he? Gives us loads of good things in our lives that we've already thought about and that we're looking forward to. And you know, really, they ultimately all come from God. And as Zach said so brilliantly at the end there, the candle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world and we should follow him throughout all of our lives. So, you know, you can't work that out. That's not just what the Christingle is about. That's what Christmas is about. And you can't really work Christmas out by taking it to bits. You just have to, in a way, receive it. You just have to take it and receive it and then live by it. Because that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to show us the way to live. And what we have to do with that, really, the best thing to do with that is to receive it, to take what he says and to follow him. That's the message that's really at the heart of Christmas. So I'd like you to do in a minute, we're coming to that point very shortly now, where you're going to come and get your Christingles from the front here. So the way we're going to do this is, as you come forward, we do have a box here. If you'd like to make a donation to the work of the Children's Society that we saw about earlier, then you can put that in the box at the front, and that will make sure that that gets to them. Then you can come and collect your Christingle. And what we're going to do, so come up the middle and then basically head round this side, go all the way down that side, all the way across the back and start coming all the way back up this side again until you get to the music group. Can't go through this bit because that just is a bit crazy. So what happens is basically go all the way around and then just everybody just follow around. And in the end, what we'll have is we'll have everybody standing in a big circle around the church. You may need to fill in a bit at the back as well. Because obviously we won't get everybody in the audience. Come on the middle too, that's fine. So in a minute, not ready, I haven't said yet. I know you're keen. It's not a race though. What's important though, as you come and collect your Christingle, remember, this is a symbol of God's love for you. Take it, receive it, and then remember, as you light your candle to say that Jesus is the light of the world, remember that promise to follow him throughout all of your life. Okay, I think we're going to have some songs as we do that. Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you for these Christingles. We thank you for what they represent, your great love for us in sending Jesus into the world. We pray now you'd help us as we receive them to follow you, the light of the world, throughout all of our lives. Amen.
Gotta rest here. For his glory, let the church now sing of this coming King, crowned with majesty, our Redeemer and hero, ruler of the heavens, and his name is Jesus the Messiah. For he made us the way by which we have been saved. He's the Savior of the world. So we
So if we're all ready, just going to hold our lighted Christingles for a moment. Yeah, that's great. If you just feed your way down there a little bit more, that's brilliant.
Before we sing Away in a Manger, we're just going to say a Christingle holding prayer. Lord Jesus, I stretch out my hands and receive this gift, and I hold it tight because it is mine, my Christingle.
Light, fruit, sweets, colour, but so much more precious than this, I hold in my hands a picture of your love.
I imagine all the other special things I might hold. Lord Jesus, help me remember those with little or nothing to hold, especially other children who don't have enough to eat or a safe place to live.
Today, as I hold my Christingle and remember you, I pray that you will make me someone like you, who will reach out my open hands to give you, to give and love like you do.
Amen. Let's sing together, Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
Let's just take a moment before we blow our candles out to look into the flame and to say our own prayer to God. And then when you're ready, if you'd like to blow your candles out.
So if you'd like, once you've blown your candles out, to make your way back to your seats. Now for children particularly, because we haven't really got that many to go around, at the back, by the back of the pews, so we've got some shaky things for our last carol. So you might want to go and get a shaky thing from the box there. Peter had them earlier, so hopefully they're still there somewhere. If you haven't got a shaky thing, you can use your car keys, that's fine. Or anything else that will make a nice noise. So Peter's got them somewhere. Peter, are you there somewhere with the shaky things? I can hear shaky things. Maybe if you make your way back to your seats, we can always give them out, so... I can definitely hear shaky things, so that's good. Yes, I can both hear and see shaky things now. So that's really good. Oh, yeah, let's hear those shaky things. Oh, that's what we like to hear, yes. So it's good to see Peter over there. He's definitely not got the message just for the children. That's fine.
And if you haven't got a shaky thing, perhaps you could improvise.
Yes, you can improvise your shaky things. See some car keys? They make a good noise. Got a fine set of keys there, Andrew, to use on your shaky thing. That's good. Brilliant.
That's it. Come and make your way back to your seats.
Okay, let's all stand up. If you're not already. So after three, want to hear lots of shaky things, and you can cheer and everything as well. So one, two, three. So we've got some responses that we're going to use before our last carol together. All the way through these responses and all the way through our last carol, you can shake your shaky thing as much as you want. That's fantastic. So let's really celebrate together Jesus' birthday this very special Christmas time.
Okay, I'm going to say a sentence and then the response is thank you Jesus, accompanied by as much shaking and noise as you can make. Is that all right? Okay, so for coming as a baby, Thank you, Jesus! For showing us how to live. Thank you, Jesus! For dying on the cross. Thank you, Jesus! For sending your spirit. Thank you, Jesus! For being our friend.
Thank you, Jesus.
For shining your light in our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now a final prayer before our final carol. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this Christmas time. As we prepare to celebrate tomorrow, as we enjoy meals, unwrap presents, and have